Good afternoon. Welcome to this edition of the Richard Urban Show. I am your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the unification principle point of view. Today's topic is Marjorie Taylor Greene's resignation and the centrality of sexual ethics. Recently, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia, announced that she would be resigning at the beginning of January. She cited a number of concerns. So I would like to look at those concerns, and also let's talk about the centrality of sexual ethics and where that intersects with Marjorie Taylor Greene's resignation announcement. In this article by the Brownstone Institute, we see a summary of the concerns expressed by Marjorie Taylor Greene. I do recommend you watch her statement of resignation. So she talks about things like unsustainable, ever-increasing national debt, corporate capture of government, globalist infiltration of government, job mass-scale job replacement, debasement of the currency, just to name a few. She spoke against Speaker Mike Johnson a number of times, especially most recently about how he sent everyone home instead of working toward making the budget that's needed. And I agree with that. Why would you go on vacation when you have a critical shutdown, when you could be working on the budget and getting things straightened out? And not just giving talking points. So I agree with her on that, whether it be Democrat or Republican talking points. So she also talked about like the polarization of government, just one side, you know, trying to demonize the other, and that being a good example. Then there was the issue of the Epstein files. Now, with Jeffrey Epstein, we know that originally, President Trump said he was going to release the files. Then he had a release event, I believe that was in February, with some of the social media influencers like Steve Bannon's War Room, etc. And they gave him a bunch of rehashed old information, so they made him look stupid. And then later, more recently, he said, oh, that's just a Democratic plot. Why are you bothering about that? So basically, President Trump has basically thrown out the whole MAGA movement, people like me and you who are concerned about such issues, and said, it's just a bunch of bullcrap. Let's not worry about it. Well, unfortunately, President Trump is wrong about that. And then so Representative Thomas Massey did a discharge position. He's from Kentucky. And then everybody except virtually everyone unanimously voted on that in the House and Senate, and the files are supposed to be released. Also, President Trump has disparaged Thomas Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene. These are some of his strongest supporters, but they do have an independent streak. They don't like kiss butt and do party politics like almost everybody else does. So I do think MJT is right, because it's stupid to disparage your most loyal supporters. So what's really going on? So let's look at this clip here by Andrew Bridgen, where he talks about what would actually happen if the completely unredacted files were released.
I was told by an American source close to the Trump camp that if the whole of the Epstein files were released, there wouldn't be 100 serious politicians left standing in America. I think it's all going to be redacted. I was also told that there was over 300 UK passport holders that travelled to Epstein's Island. 300. And obviously there were other properties that Epstein had which were fitted with film cameras for the compromat, and that was the largest house in New York, and also he had a ranch, didn't he? I think it's going to run to a whole generation of politicians have been compromised. And it's almost as if it was a rite of passage. Until they'd got the compromat on you, couldn't be allowed to get to high office, because otherwise they couldn't control you. It's a complete control system, which is why we're seeing governments in lockstep on very strange issues around the world.
So considering what he says, and I honestly believe him, you're more likely to believe him than not, using common sense. You should be more likely to believe him, because why don't they release the files? If there's nothing in them, why not just release them and show what a dodo Miss Green is, or Thomas Massey, or all the other people, or all those women are who were, you know, sexually abused or raped. Oh, but they don't want to release them. They make up lame excuses. Sorry. And even my congressman, I called his office. Was he in support of releasing? And that would be Riley Moore. And guess what? His office wasn't in support of it. I guess they didn't say he was in support, but they didn't say he was. Anyway, that means he wasn't in support of it. So this is basically party politics versus conscience politics. So it's kind of amazing that there's, like, you could count on probably 10 fingers about, out of 535 congressmen and senators, how many actually follow their conscience. So that would include, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massey, Tim Burchett. And speaking of Tim, he's said a number of times, and he knows of this personally, knows of those situations, I should say, where people are blackmailed. I would believe him more than the people who don't want to release these files, that's for sure. So that was a big problem there about the Epstein thing. It was more of not just a little issue, but President Trump ran on transparency. And in fact, I would argue, as I did in my last episode, number 200, that sexual ethics is the issue. It's not just a issue, and it becomes the issue because of the whole situation in the United States of America right now. And we're going to get into that a little more. So, right, he didn't want to release the Epstein files, and that has really become a problem. And so she's saying it's also absurd and completely unserious. I'd like to read this quote here from her resignation statement. If I'm cast aside by the president and the MAGA political machine and replaced by neocons, big pharma, big tech, military-industrial war complex, foreign leaders, and the elite donor class that can never, ever relate to real Americans, then many common Americans have been cast aside and replaced as well. There's no plan to save the world or a 4D chess game being played. So she says this is so completely absurd and unserious. Like, doesn't the president realize the people like Bill Gates, Albert Bourla, Larry Ellison, Mark Zuckerberg, they hate him and they're just playing along for their own purposes? It makes you kind of wonder. So I would say the real intersection of the breakdown of sexual ethics in the family is the part that I want to emphasize here. And I think if anything's missing from Ms. Green's descriptions, it is this thing about family breakdown. So let's dive more into that in the next segment. So as I said, I agree with the great majority of what Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying. However, she misses the very key point that the scourge wrecking America is at the core not any of the very real problems that she describes, but rather the breakdown of the man-woman biological family. The intersecting point is, of course, the Epstein issue, Jeffrey Epstein, and why weren't those files released? Why didn't President Trump keep his promise? She's willing to go to bat for those women, but who were abused. President Trump backtracked on that and even created a split within the movement, MAGA movement, by saying that was a lot of caca and he didn't need to deal with it. I'd like to talk more about that. So back in 1965, there was a report made by later Senator Monahan that was saying there was a crisis because 25% of black families were having children outside of marriage, 25%. Now, think about this now. Here we are, 2025, and 40% nationally, not just one, you know, ethnic group or whatever, 40% children, babies, are born outside of marriage. But that doesn't tell the whole story. I'm in West Virginia. It's 50% here, half of all children born outside of marriage. Among blacks, it's 70%. So we see a great disparity, and this is the greatest driver of either success or failure. As I've talked about the success formula many times, wait until you're married to have children is the key element of it. And it also includes graduating from high school and getting a full-time job. So those who do that will be successful. Common sense, right? Well, it is common sense, but that's not what half people in West Virginia are doing, or, you know, 40% of people nationally. So why are we not hearing and talking about that? No matter how many deals there are and things like that, and I appreciate President Trump very much. He's doing a good job overall, but he's really misstepped on this whole Epstein thing, because absolute sexual ethics is the central issue. Restoring families is a central issue. Of course, this is the whole thing driving the whole trans insanity. You know, until like 10 years ago, who thought that it would even be a thing that even any sane person would talk about, being of a different sex, like you didn't have a penis or a vagina when you're born, all that insanity. So, but it goes right back to, are we going to have families that fulfill God's original ideal, or are we not? So the premise that I've been promoting and that needs to be promoted is that we should educate our children on the benefits of sexual abstinence in preparation for faithful marriage. And we should simultaneously point out the direct relation between irresponsible sexual behavior, as I just said in the success formula, i.e. having children before marriage, and all kinds of societal chaos, such as increasing suicide rates among youth, poverty, as I just mentioned, sexual confusion among youth and young adults, as I just mentioned, and of course, crime and all kinds of other breakdown of society. So these issues are the ones that truly need to be dealt with. And the Epstein issue is just like the most visible part of that issue, because the sexual abuse is going on, and Epstein, you know, presumably got away with that on a sweetheart deal without any jail time, you know, presumably with cooperation of certain, you know, law enforcement officers, certain judges, you know, helping him quote unquote get away with this. Although, of course, you never really get away with it since we have eternal life. But in any case, you know what I mean. And I already mentioned that those few handfuls of people in Congress, like Tim Burchett, Thomas Massey, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who are willing to speak about these issues sincerely, you know, why would President Trump bash those people? It doesn't make any sense at all. You know, he should have a little humility, like, hey, maybe he can learn something about it. So are they really going to release those reports? It's hard to believe. My guess is that, okay, I hope they do, but my guess is, like, they should let the chips fall. If 200 Congress people or 300, whatever, have to resign, let them resign. Hello, what's more important, the truth or keeping business as usual? That's what I'd like to know. Let the chips fall where they may. So I think that's really the core issue. So Reverend Sam Young Moon, since we give the news from the unification principle point of view, his core message, of course, has been about absolute sexual ethics. In fact, the peace messages include the family rooted in absolute sexual ethics, which is the model for God's absoluteness, peace, and ideal, and the global kingdom. So that lays out how sexual ethics isn't just a nice idea, but it's a very model for God's plan of creation. So I'm going to close with a brief quote, but I do urge you to study the principle, read Peace Message 10, subscribe to the Daily Inspiration, where we study these words every day so you can find your purpose in life and not just be living without a clear direction and purpose, and you can find happiness in your life. And indeed, that will make God happy because he wants us to be happy. So let's read a quote. A human being is the body of God who is assuming physical form. Since we are the physical body of God, we are the external God. God wishes to bestow such a privilege on us. What kind of a being was Satan originally? The devil was actually a servant of God. Yet this scoundrel of a servant seduced the master's daughter. This was a fall. The fall, as recounted in the Bible, describes it as Eve having eaten of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But this fruit was not a literal fruit. The rogue servant seduced his master's daughter. She was supposed to fulfill God's ideal by raising sons and daughters who would inherit his lineage. But the archangel, created as a servant, seduced the master's daughter. That became the origin of the fall. How in the world can such a thing happen? Heaven and earth ended up this way. If you study the principle, you will generally understand these complex matters. Reverend Sun Myung Moon. To join the Daily Inspiration Scripture subscription list at inspiration.visionroot.org, let's work together to make absolute sexual ethics, meaning the faithful absence before marriage and the faithful marriage of a man and a woman, the standard, and sexual absence before marriage, the standard for our youth. That is just common sense. And how else can we break the generational cycle of outside of wedlock birth and all the other related factors? This is what we should be talking about, and that is the intersecting point with Marjorie Taylor Greene's resignation statement. If you think about the real, one of the big catalysts were when, why is President Trump so adamant against these people? What happened to him? These people is Marjorie Taylor Greene, is Representative Massey. I don't know if he's saying about Tim Burchett, but the very people who supported him, who love him, have been on board from the beginning. Just, they disagreed on a few points. One of them, I'd say the main one, being Epstein file. But the thing is, like about all MAGA people, or 99.9, the real ones from the beginning, like me or MJT, who supported Trump from the beginning, you know, not just jumped on board and saying, oh, well, he's elected now, I guess I support him, or he's our candidate. You know, this is an important issue. The family issues are core, are key, and it's not just a family issue, it's the key issue. He's making President Trump a huge, 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 giant mistake. So President Trump, you need to backtrack, get back on board, release the files, be glad to release them, let the chips fall. This isn't a game. It's not a game. Sexual ethics isn't a game. It's the core of society. Hello. All right. So I hope you enjoyed the program today. Do join. Also, we have a new discussion forum at the Daily Inspiration. Jump in, discuss God's words. Let's build a society that's truly safe and good for children and the future generations and the current generations. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. And I'm Richard Urban, reporting from Historic Harpers Ferry. We'll see you next time.